got to guess it up, and then he was a dude.
I see. And the thing that the woman would wear to keep the sun off?
Sun bonnets.
And would carry?
Parasol.
And would the thing she used for rain be different from what she used?
Well, that was an umbrella now. You carried a parasol to keep the sun off, an umbrella to keep the rain off. Parasols were carried more than ornamental. Some of them wasn't that big. They were long handled. They were strictly ornamental. Yeah, you see him walking along with them across the shoulder. Very small.
You mentioned the suit that the relatives from Virginia sent, made out of wool, that
yeah.
You sent to them. How did the men keep up their trousers?
How to keep them pressed?
How did they hold them up?
Oh, it was suspenders. And kept them pressed under the mattress.
Oh, under the mattress?
Yeah, you take them off at night and put them under the mattress. Crease them, put your creases in them, and lay them under the mattress.
Oh, I see.
And seen my father many nights put his pants under the mattress.
Uh-huh. And what did they wear to work in?
Overalls.
And that would come.
Yeah,
would be
with
the
bib. With a bib.
Did you ever hear the word jeans used?
Oh yeah, blue jeans. Jeans, yeah. Uh-huh. That was a favorite cloth of the colored hands to wear jeans. Jeans.
Now jeans did not come up.
No, they were regular trousers. Well, those were suspenders.
And if a man would wear his coat to church with a lot of things in him, say his pockets would all
bulge out.
If any other terms come to your mind like that, I appreciate your. As a matter of fact, if anything occurs to you, perhaps you jot them down. We'll put them on tape tomorrow. The vest was a regular part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. When you dressed up, you always put on a vest. Somebody put the watch with the chain across the vest.
Did you ever use the word victuals?
Victuals. Victuals.
And that meant everything.
Anything to eat was victuals.
And if you ate between meals, you were said to have a
snack.
And if you had something. Couldn't eat too much of it, then you'd have it the next day. That would be
leftovers.
And the things that you have, you mentioned the vinegar cruets and the pepper sauce. What other things would you have on the table to season?
Salt and pepper and the vinegar cruet was about all. That's all we had.
Did you ever have anything for molasses?
Had a molasses pitcher with one of these snap tops, blop. Press it up and turn it loose and slop.
They wouldn't call that a stamp, that was a pitcher.
A molasses pitcher.
And if somebody's cooking something and it makes a good impression, they used to say sniff, and they say, just what?
You mean when they smell it?
Yes, they say, just smell that or smell of that.
I guess so. I don't remember any particular word for that now.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned making butter. What did you say when the butter was old and you couldn't eat it?
Rancid, stale.
Rancid.
Of course, the butter, after you churned it, you took it out of the churn, put it in cold water in a big pan, and worked the water out of it. Then you put it in a mold, butter mold. Held about a pound. I'll show you some of the molds. Then had little individual molds about that big for each plate. A little pat at each plate. Of course, when cold water, the butter became more or less stiff, so you could put it in the mold. It was popped out of that mold. And then if you had, maybe 6-8 people around the table, he gave each one a little individual butter mold. I'll show you two of them. I've got a couple of them for each individual.
You recall making hominy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah.
I'll comment on that.